And your relationship to...
I'm his mother.
Tell us about how you're feeling after today's court appearance. They're going to keep him in detention here.
Well, I was hoping that he came home, but I understand the seriousness of the case. Like, he was wrong. He did bring a weapon to school. But at the same time, I feel like, where was the teachers? Why didn't the teachers intervene and keep these other kids from coming into his class? Because he was where he was supposed to be. And these kids came to my house numerous times, threatening him, saying, like, oh, when we see you, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And also, he has another friend that the person that's in question, that he stabbed, jumped on, took his shoes and his jacket. And he's like, well, Mom, what do you want me to do? I said, well, you guys were all friends at one point in time. So I'm trying to figure out, like, what happened? How did all this, they said this started over a girl, but to my knowledge, his girlfriend never dated the guy that he stabbed. They never had no kind of relationship. So I'm like, where is all this coming from? And so my daughter's telling me, no, they've been sending threatening messages back and forth on Facebook, telling him, when we see you, this is what we're gonna beat you up. We're gonna do this. We're gonna do that to you. So, like, right now at this point, I'm just like really frustrated, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, like, what's going on? Like, what's the big picture? Why wasn't the teachers there? Why wasn't security there? How did it get to this? How could you come into a class where you wasn't supposed to be in this class? So how did they just walk in this class and the teacher didn't know, you know, that these kids didn't belong here? I'm like, when I went to school, the teacher was standing by the door. And you came in there, hey, you're not allowed in this class. You need to go back to your class. So I'm like, so when do the school take some kind of responsibility? Why weren't y'all there? And from what my son said, they closed the door and locked the teacher out. I don't know how true it is. You know, it's all circumstantial right now. So I don't know. I'm just hoping that he pulls through it. You know, my heart goes out to his family. I'm sorry that it happened. But at the same time, you know, hey, Y'all was bullying him. Y'all kept coming, harassing him. My sister said they came up to Burger King. They was trying to jump on him. I had to threaten to call the police. Like, if y'all don't leave, I'm going to call the police. You cannot be in here, you know, trying to jump on him. It's three of y'all and one of him and his girlfriend and my little nephew that rides around with him all the time. But like I tell him, I'm like, my son's a good kid. He doesn't get in any trouble. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's why I asked them, like, why wouldn't you come to me and let me know so I could have went to the school and let the principal know what was going on. But he was like, Mom, I thought it was over. I didn't really, you know, think nothing of it. I thought it was over and done with. So I don't know.
Have you talked to him since he's been in custody? Have you been able to have a conversation with him?
I've talked to him. He's doing okay, you know. He said, yeah, I understand I was wrong. He said, but at the same time, they were coming in there to jump me. I said, how do you know? He said, because they shut the door. They locked the teacher out. I said, they locked the teacher out the classroom. And I guess when you shut the doors at the school, they automatically lock, and you only can open them from the inside, from what I'm understanding. I don't know. I ain't been there in a long time, but that's what they said. Like, when you open the door, when you close the door, it's automatically locked. So we just locked in there. And then I know some girls that was in the class was like, yeah, they came in there and they were calling him out his name. And he stood up and they was running at him. He said, I guess the boy that got there first and hit him, he stabbed him.
Were you surprised that he had a knife?
Yes, I was. I'm like, where'd you get the knife? I don't get it. Why did you go to school with a knife? Why didn't you say something? And I could have just went to the school and let the principal or the dean know what was going on. And he was like, well, they was threatening me. And my daughter said they was coming to the house asking for him. You know, like, I didn't know what to do. I just told him he wasn't home. Like, they kept coming over there. And then one of his friends said he intervened and told him, no, y'all not going to jump on him. If y'all going to fight, y'all going to fight head up. And he said the boys kind of, like, dispersed and left. Left him out in front of my house. So,
ma'am, are you surprised things escalated to this level?
Yes, I'm very surprised that it escalated to this, because they were all friends. Like I said, like last summer, they were all hanging out and playing PlayStation 4 at my house. That's why I'm like, I know these little boys. They've been over to my house, so I don't understand, you know, how they get to this. Like, you guys were all best friends in middle school.
How long have they been friends?
I know one of them he's been friends with since the second grade. I know that. And then the other ones, I guess, through middle school, seventh, eighth grade.
The one that was stabbed, how long? Second or seventh?
I think seventh grade. They were friends since the seventh grade. Okay. But like I said, my heart goes out to his family, you know. I don't wish death on nobody because, like, he lost his dad, like, 2 years ago. So, you know, I know how it feels. So I don't wish, you know, nothing bad happened to him. I hope he makes a speedy recovery, you know. And, you know, like I said, my son's his age, and if something would happen like that to him, you know, I'd have been devastated too. So I'm just hoping he recover. But at the same time, I'm like, hey, y'all was bullying him. So, you know, this is what happened. I don't get why, because y'all were all friends.
Have you talked to the victims, the young boys? Parents?
No,
family?
I haven't talked to them.
Have they reached out to you?
No, well, I know they've been going back and forth. Like, this social media stuff is crazy because his family sending threads, it's just crazy. Like, I had to tell my daughter, you know, like, no Facebook, because this is just crazy. Everybody's making threats. This, we gonna do this if you get out and that, and, you know. And his girlfriend just sent me a message this morning where I guess his cousin was saying, well, my cousin gonna be fine, but he gonna get what's coming to him. And I'm like, y'all ain't had enough, you know? This ain't enough for y'all. Y'all want to keep this going? Why? I'm like, why? It's over something stupid, you know? Go to school, get your education. I don't know. I just don't understand it.
So you're afraid of the possibility of some further violence?
Yeah, my daughter is getting threatening messages. My nephew can't go to school because the kids are threatening him. And I think two nephews that's got sent home today because of the incident that happened yesterday. And I guess the kids are talking and making fun of them, or I don't know, but I know they can't go to school for the rest of the week. That school said keep them home. So I don't know. And his girlfriend is like, well, look, this is what his cousin sent me on Facebook. So she sent me the message this morning and said, he said he gonna get what's coming to him. I said, what do you mean? I'm like, this, I don't get it. I'm like, why are we still back and forth? Just leave it alone. Just hope for the best and let it go. But, you know, I guess kids gonna be kids. What you can say, like I told my daughter, you just need to stay off social media for a day or two. Let it calm down, because he's like, she like, well, Mom, they making posts towards me. They saying that, oh, my brother stabbed somebody, and, you know, he a coward. Well, I ain't going to say the word because we on TV, but, you know. She said they threatened basically coming at her and this and that. So the school says just best that they stay out of school. Like, I don't want them coming to school today. Keep them home for the week.